Russia has accused Syrian armed gangs of launching a massive terror campaign to kill as many civilians as possible. The foreign ministry spokesman says they're resorting to tactics used by al-Qaeda terrorists. He also said the armed groups are trying to destroy Syria's infrastructure, just like al-Qaeda did in Iraq. The U.S. has approved a new policy that authorizes assassination drone strikes in Yemen, even when the target's identities are not known. The decision by President Barack Obama gives the CIA and the U.S. military the opportunity to expand the drone campaign that has killed many civilians in the country. Egypt's Electoral Commission has announced the final list of 13 candidates cleared for the upcoming presidential elections. Former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq is also on the list. His bid had initially been rejected in compliance with a law that bans officials from the ousted Mubarak regime from becoming president. A bomb blast in southern Afghanistan has left at least three U.S. soldiers dead. The troopers were on patrol when the bomb went off in Kandahar province. At least 130 foreign soldiers have lost their lives in Afghanistan since the start of this year. Argentina's Senate has approved a presidential decree on nationalizing YPF oil company. Lawmakers overwhelmingly voted in favor of the bill, which will strip the Spanish firm Repsol of its controlling stake in YPF. The proposal will now be sent to the lower house for approval. A UN-backed court has convicted former Liberian President Charles Taylor of aiding and abetting war crimes and crimes against humanity. The court said Taylor supported armed rebels in neighboring Sierra Leone during his decade-long civil war in exchange for diamonds. The bloody conflict ended in 2001, killing some 120,000 people. Jordan's Prime Minister Aoun al-Khazaneh has stepped down amid growing disagreements with King Abdullah over political reforms. The 62-year-old politician took office in October, promising to accelerate reforms needed to hold parliamentary elections, but Khazaneh has said his efforts have been undermined by the royal palace. And Bahraini protesters in Mamir village have demanded the release of rights activist Abdul Hadi al-Khawaja and his daughter Zainab. Abdul Hadi, who has been on a hunger strike since February, was arrested during an anti-government rally last year. His daughter was taken into custody during a similar demonstration last week.